USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. As Southern California was preparing for Tropical Storm Hillary on Sunday, residents of Ventura County were shaken by a moderate earthquake on Sunday afternoon. The quake had a preliminary magnitude of 5.1 and was centered near the town of Ojai. There are no reports of injuries or significant damage. Signs of Hillary are reaching as far as southwest Arizona. The director of Yuma County Emergency Management, Tony Badia, says crews are on standby.
You always prepare for the worst, and then hopefully it's not as bad. So we want people to prepare for the worst, and then we can taper off as that storm passes through, and we adjust as necessary.
Some areas may see as much as 10 inches of rain. States of emergencies were declared for Nevada and California due to the imminent impact of Tropical Storm Hillary. Officials also warn sustained power outages are possible in the region. Federal officials say there are several factors why many people remain unaccounted for following the Lahaina wildfire.
The FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services have been brought into Maui to help account for the missing.
Our teams are continuing to go through the day, to go through every part of that and help identify anybody that might still be missing. And we brought in additional teams.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that people who are still missing could be in shelters or elsewhere.
They could be that they are staying with family and friends, and we haven't been able to contact them yet. There's a lot of different reasons on why people are unaccounted for.
She said more than three-quarters of the search area has been completed and that crews are going through every inch of the burned areas. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Despite former President Trump announcing he'll skip this week's first GOP debate, former Vice President Mike Pence said he'll believe it when he sees it.
I'm actually still hoping he shows up.
Pence on ABC's This Week said all eligible candidates should appear on the stage. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia's first lunar mission since 1976 has crashed into the moon. The Roscosmos Space Agency says it lost contact with the Luna 25 spacecraft late Saturday and that the lunar lander spun out of control and crashed into the moon as it was preparing for a pre-landing orbit. Russia is in a space race with India, who is set to land a spacecraft on the moon on Wednesday. A new poll suggests one presidential frontrunner is not being affected by his legal troubles.
The Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. It's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by, and four indictments. We have to see how this is really going to play out, and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, 54% believe Trump should face criminal charges, and 68% think felons should be barred from the presidency. Trump is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis. A potential Trump versus Biden election would be a toss-up. I'm John Schaefer.
Spain is the World Cup champion. The Spanish national team shut out England 1-0 Sunday morning in Sydney to capture their first Women's World Cup. Actor Ron Cephas Jones died Saturday due to a long-standing pulmonary issue. He was 66. Jones is familiar to This Is Us fans. He won 2 Emmys for his role on the show as William. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.